Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody to the Full Sport Press Podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan, Aaron, on the On Deck TV Network. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topics. I am J-O.
And it's your man, Coach Locke.
Weezy, producer on the building. Say what's up, Weezy.
Yo. What's going on?
Merry Christmas.
Krimma.
Happy Krimma. Hanukkah.
Spell Krimma. It. Spell Krimma.
C-H-R-I-M-U-H-S.
Krimma.
Krimma.
Christmas.
Like Plies.
Damn.
Merry Christmas.
Krimma.
Man, Plies is hilarious on IG, man.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of Krimmas out there. I was like, what the hell?
Merry Krimma.
They just say Christmas now. Huh?
Merry Krimma, we.
Merry Christmas.
Was it good? You had a good Christmas, man?
Yeah, man.
Christmas was solid, man. Yeah, I enjoyed myself. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. What about you, Coach?
I did, man. Another warm Christmas.
They taught me to do some last minute Christmas shopping. I was trying to go with not doing nothing.
Yeah.
A lot of
I felt bad.
Yeah.
I did some last minute. The definition of last minute.
Like the day of?
Yeah. No, nah, not day of, but Christmas Eve, last minute.
Yeah. I tried to do some last minute stick shopping. Did I tell you about this, Coach?
Yeah, you told me.
Man, dude, the fire stick sold out. 250 miles in Nashville.
Damn, that's Atlanta.
What?
Whichever way, just pick which way you want to go.
Pick
Indianapolis.
You know, and then the crazy thing about going to go get them, you know, like when we had them a month or two ago, you just walk in, get 2, 3, 4, 5 of them.
Done.
I guess it's Christmas Eve, though.
So. Everybody asking for them.
And it's the cheapest way to stream, you know, your YouTubes.
And it's a good gift for a cheaper price.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what it is.
Cheap price.
Yeah, that's most what definitely. It is.
Yep, yep.
And you're getting the hookup.
Maybe.
You're trying to blow the spot up, man.
What's wrong with it, man?
You're getting the hookup.
Maybe.
Let's just be honest.
Maybe.
Okay. What is you talking about?
Okay.
The hookup on what?
I ain't say nothing.
Right.
Okay. Can't tell me no secrets.
Clearly.
I'm telling you, hey, Coach, his last joint total everything. She know all that shit.
Nah, there you go. There you go, man.
No, for real.
Ho, man. My goodness.
I need to check out the SoundCloud page to catch up on past episodes of Full Sport Press Podcast. Yeah. All you have to do is in a little search bar you see, just type Full Sport Press Podcast,
Most definitely.
The archives will come up flowing.
Flowing.
Now, we're going to give a little network love to the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast with our boy Animal Brown and Spike Lou. They air every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central. 8 Eastern.
Yeah.
The latest show is up, the top 10 hottest MCs episode.
Yep, yep.
Kinda I want Drake number one on that list.
Huh?
Drake number one on that list, right?
He should be.
Yeah, I hadn't listened to it yet.
Yeah, Chance the Rapper gets a lot of credit, per se.
He's getting a lot.
In these top 10 lists.
He's getting a lot.
Most definitely.
Now, one thing I know when they did, I haven't finished, I had to make it to the second part of the show where they actually get into it. I know they did say that when they say hottest MCs, they're not really just saying
bars.
Lyrically, right?
Right.
Yeah, they're just saying hottest. Like, you know, at one point, Young Thug was hot a couple years ago.
21 Savage.
21 Savage.
Fire,
all the boys, they on fire.
Yeah.
So when you see those people on the list, a lot of people saying, why are they on this list?
Yeah.
Because right now, that's what everybody, not you know, everybody, but that's what the kids want to hear.
With the little, I like Lil Uzi Vert, man.
He's starting to grow on
you? Yeah, I like Uzi.
Uzi Vert bumping.
Yeah. What about 21?
I don't bang 21.
And I definitely not listening to
I don't bang Lil Boat.
I can't listen to Lil Boat.
What about?
I can't listen to nobody with the name Lil Boat.
Yeah.
What's
the dude with the plats in his head?
That's Yachty.
That's
Uzi Vert.
You talking about Famous Dex?
I don't even know what that is.
Famous Dex is trash.
Kodak Black.
Kodak Black.
Kodak, all right. Yeah, he's all right.
His name throw me
future,
out.
Though, right? He do a lot of featuring, like a little hooks.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But shout out to the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast.
Most
for sure.
Definitely.
Ladies Room Podcast. You can check out Rizzo and Ann Marie to find what the ladies are really talking about in the Ladies Room. Their latest show, Questions That Men Ask, episode is up. You can catch up on past episodes and follow Ladies Room Podcast on IG and Facebook. What up, Ladies Room?
Ladies, you look good.
Shout out to the ladies.
For sure. For sure. For sure. Fresh for Dummies. And last but not least, Fresh for Dummies for sure. Me and Animal Brown, a self-help monthly podcast directly related to improving everyday fashion directly for the culture. It's for the culture.
Gotta be for the culture.
Yeah, follow the show IG page at Fresh for Dummies to catch our third issue, Evolution of Sneaker Shopping. Is that the fourth?
Fourth, I think.
It's the fourth.
It's the fourth.
Y'all need to do it real quick. Just a quick bam, bam on, bam, bam. On New Year's Eve attire.
Now listen. Ooh, I see what you're saying.
See what I'm saying?
We're going to miss it.
Oh,
we might. Man. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Do a quick, make it happen.
A quick, you know what I'm saying? Got to be a full blow. You know what I'm saying? Pause.
Well, we could just post it on the Fresh for
Dummies. There you go. Just tell them how to get fresh for the new year.
You need to get paid for that, coach. You need to get paid for that.
Coach Lock.
Tell them to pay. Tell them to get a check.
Yeah, for sure. It's Fourth issue. My bad. Shout out to Animal Brown, man, my dog. Then almost definitely. So we're going to get that fifth one out ASAP.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You need that Fresh for Dummies.
No, I don't.
There you do.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
No, you don't.
Nah.
You good out here.
I'm straight.
What's your weak points? I'm going to tell you my weak points as far as fashion.
What you got?
I probably need to focus a little bit more on formal clothes.
I guess I know.
Formal.
Yeah,
a little bit more formal. Like, you know, like when I say formal, like a
suit.
Like more like tuxedo stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You hit black tie fest
right,
stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm lacking a little bit in there, but I got some suits. And nice suits.
That.
Yeah.
What about you, Coach? I clean up nice, though.
You clean up nice.
How can you clean up?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
You'll be wearing a Brooklyn.
Not at all?
You'll be wearing a big ass
Steve Harvey.
Wide cut suits and stuff. Right. What about you, Coach?
Man, probably a little more casual, because I got a lot of athletic gear, so you know what I'm saying. Like,
Coach, listen, let me tell y'all something. Coach Locke got every color Nike compression tight you need.
That's
hear me?
What I would do.
Yeah. Hear me?
Hey,
that's what listen. That's okay,
Coach Locke. Listen,
hey man.
Woo. If you need some gym attire,
right?
Hey, if you're gonna work out, you might as well look good while you're doing it.
So if you look good,
then you feel good.
And if you feel good,
they pay good.
And if they pay good,
the fam is good.
And if the fam is good,
we good.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? And make sure you tweet us with questions during the show at Full Sport Press, or go to the IG page or the YouTube page. What up, YouTube?
YouTube.
Or the Facebook page. And let us know if you have any comments and questions, anything you want us to talk about in the future, or anything in the past that we've talked about. Just let us know on there. But most definitely always make sure that you tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
To tell her friend.
To tell her friend.
To tell the elf on the shelf.
To tell, I don't know about telling no elf on no
the
shelf.
Elf on the shelf is cracking out
here.
You
don't know about the elf on the shelf.
I ain't heard about
you
that.
You don't know what the elf on the shelf is?
Nah.
You've been under a rock.
I don't know what it is. Somebody tell me what the elf on the shelf is.
It's just like the new form of like maybe like some Santa Claus stuff. But we got kids listening. I'll tell you after
the
show.
Yeah, we'll tell you. Yeah, we'll get you there.
Yep.
Now, coming up on the show today, we'll discuss the hottest sports news of the past week, and we'll give our 2016-2017 college football playoff breakdown. Mm-hmm. But before we get into all of that, Weezy, you got a poll question for the people?
Yes, sir. I got a poll question.
Get the people a question.
My mic, make sure my mic ain't.
Okay. Don't blame it on the mic. You just pull your phone out.
My poll question is, outside of the college football playoff games, which New Year's Day bowl was the most intriguing?
Okay.
USC Penn State with the Rose Bowl. LSU, Louisville, Citrus Bowl, Oklahoma, Auburn, Sugar Bowl, Florida State, Michigan, Orange Bowl.
Okay, so
I'm gonna sound like a homer, but
right.
But I mean, realistically though, most of the exciting players are in that game. You got Jabril Peppers.
Yeah.
Then you got
should Jabril Peppers even play in this game? That's the question. Yeah, I wouldn't play in
why? We're gonna talk about that too. These players not playing in the ball game.
Sure.
And then of course you got Dalvin Cook. Got Francois, you got Walker on defense. It's a lot of players on both teams. A lot of high profile players.
I would say that.
Teams.
It's probably the most intriguing the game with the most. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I want to watch Lamar Jackson. We were watching the basketball game, Louisville, when they played Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson had on a full parka jacket.
Bubble.
But for sure. With a damn skull cap on.
He feeling himself right now.
With a chain hanging out of the
he feeling, bubble. He feeling himself.
It was zipped all the way up, on, man. And he had a chain hanging over the top.
He is 19, y'all.
I don't care.
He's 19.
I don't care.
He feeling himself.
He look like a fool.
He big man on campus.
Man, he is a big man that. On campus. So just he better stay the hell away from Johnny Manziel.
Oh, man. Get away from Johnny Manziel.
Johnny on fire.
If you want to show your chain that, but either take it outside of the bubble fully. Or put it inside the bubble fully and don't
talk
show
to him, coach.
It. Don't have it half hanging over the top of
looking
the front.
Right crazy.
He 19, man.
He country, man.
He country as hell, man.
That's what that is, man.
But to answer your question, Weezy, yes, I think, like what Coach said, Florida State, Michigan, probably mm-hmm. the most intriguing game. Michigan going to be good next year, though.
I disagree with that.
Nah, listen. Michigan going to be legit. Which,
now, he disagreed. No, that's the most intriguing game.
Oh, okay.
The most intriguing game is USC Penn State.
Based on what?
Based on what?
Well, you can look at it. Penn State should be in the playoff.
But give me, sure not, give me a big star on Penn State team.
His name
now. You, exactly. You don't know a player on Penn State.
I don't. But so how is it? They're two of the hottest teams in the nation. Penn State is one game away from playing in the playoff.
They're not, though.
USC is the hottest team out there.
You got to say that.
They are. They won 8 games in a row.
Yeah. Man. Oklahoma, too.
They ain't win 8 games in a row.
7?
Yeah. That same thing. Almost. Yeah.
7 is 8. Ready to start the first half, Coach?
Yeah, let's get started.
Let's go.
The first half is underway.
First half, man. Hottest sports news of the past week. Now, you know what? Weezy told me to let it go.
Yeah, let
before
it go.
I let it go, I got it. It's the FSP Fantasy Football Playoffs.
Like you told me, don't look salty.
Last week, but listen.
Like you told me, don't look salty.
You didn't listen.
But listen what I'm trying to
he
say.
He didn't listen?
Hell, he sure in the hell didn't. He be looking salty.
Lord, oh.
Okay, my bad. FSP Fantasy Football Playoffs, number one seed Rizzo played against number three seed Twin.
Right.
Number two seed Bird played against me, the number four seed. Okay, so last week I lost.
Right.
I lost by less than a point.
0.8.
Odell Beckham clearly dropped the ball. Did he not drop the ball? Did he not drop the ball?
I didn't see it.
I don't remember.
I can show you.
I didn't see it.
I don't remember, man.
Are you talking about the touchdown?
Yeah.
That's 3 weeks ago.
No, your damn last week.
Was it early in the game?
Huh?
Was that early in the game?
We don't remember.
Because one, I know he did somebody. They knocked it out of his hand.
No, this one, they counted it. They counted it as a catch. As
That was over 100 hours
that's
ago.
That's a different catch. I know you're talking about where.
No, you don't, because
they
remember.
Didn't review it. It was on the ground. They didn't
catch. Right? That's not a catch.
That's not a catch.
You see that?
Yeah,
is that not a catch?
I remember.
If they take this point, listen now. If they take this away,
you win.
I'm in the finals. Now, granted, I would have lost anyway to Twin, but at the same time, I'm not there.
You've been one and done.
You'd have came
so you'd have been in the finals, though.
I would have been there, right? That was not a catch,
that's
right?
That's a little more money.
Talk to me.
Because third
now
place.
Now I get shit.
Third place, you get your money back, right?
Yeah, I don't get shit. Now I get shit.
Come to terms with it.
I'll be
you had a good season.
I fought.
You fought back.
You did.
Rizzo is winning by 24 points. It looks like she's wrapped up this W against Twin. She's the back-to-back FSP Fantasy Football champ. She received a pot and a trophy, and she will give her
her speech.
It hurts to even say it, dog.
Winning
her,
speech.
Her championship winning back-to-back, like the cover of Lethal Weapon, dog. That's some. Like, I was talking to Emma Brown about it.
I don't think I know nobody winning back-to-back.
I've never known anybody dead serious.
Wow.
But you got to look at her roster, too. She had no injuries. Maybe one person missed a game. And that was Mark Ingram.
That's
she
winning.
Had, she had
congratulations. And she had Odell Beckham.
He cooked.
Congratulations.
He started
Rizzo.
Off slow, but he caught up quick.
Man, that's what I'm trying to tell. No, you're not hearing me, though. You know how sick it is to wake up and you lost by less than a point, and then the point that you were supposed to lose by
wasn't even.
And also, Tom Brady gave me 7 points.
He
gave me 28 on an average.
He would have gave you more. So he gave you more points
threw,
in the first half.
If he
this week,
one then. Pass, bro. He threw one pass, bro.
Dez let you down last week. Dez would have caught one touchdown last week.
No, Dez did. He did what he was supposed to do. He did.
He didn't score a touchdown, but he gave you 16.
And I also lost to Bert for third place. I'm down 44 points with Dez, Brian, and Ebron left to play tonight. So.
Yeah, he ain't going to give you that.
Dez might not even play tonight.
My team is still celebrating Christmas, man.
They laid the egg.
But, yeah, shout out to Rizzo, man. Back-to-back champ, FSP. Now, granted, Coach, I'm with you. We watching these games from another way now.
Hey, see?
I'm done.
All
after
smooth.
That, I'm done.
Smooth selling.
I'm done. Coach
smooth
Brown, selling. He'll take over the commissioner title. Maybe just, get the Animal Brown. He's garbage.
You believe in all dudes.
He ended up being 12th. He ended up in 12th place. But it was injuries, though. He drafted AP.
Oh, it hurt him.
hurt him.
That hurt him.
Yeah, but he's talking so much shit, dog.
That hurt him. Injuries can hurt you.
Oh, man, he's talking so much shit. But that shout out to Rizzo, man.
Don't give up, man. Don't stop playing.
I ain't give up.
Done. Don't give up.
You ain't never played, dog.
I'll play next year if you play.
Man, ain't no way I'm giving up. You said that last year.
Now, if you.
No, you said that the last 2 years.
No, I never said
give up, man.
Man, that shit is.
Don't give up.
Don't play no more.
You never give up,
man. Don't play no more.
Shout out to Rizzo, man. Congratulations. Great champion. A humble champion, too. She did a little talking, but.
Wasn't as bad.
Good reason.
It could be worse.
For good reason, for sure.
It could be worse.
For sure. Let's move on to Roc Nation. They signed Leonard Fournette, LSU running back, who I think will be the best running back we've seen within the next
who
10
years.
Who is
not playing in the bowl game, which I'm hot about.
Yeah, we got to talk about that, too. But
we'll talk about
He joined us a list of great clients. You got Kevin Durant, Dez Bryant, Dominican Sue, Todd Gurley, Skylar Diggins, Robinson Cano, Jonas Cespedes for the Mets. Mm-hmm. Jonas Cespedes, he went and got a bag, too, this summer.
I blew a bag today.
No, for sure. But anyway, 21-year-old is projected to be the number 5 pick in the draft. How you feel about him signing with Roc Nation Sports?
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Makes sense.
When you got high profiles like those people you name,
right?
They doing something right.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be different if he would be the first high-profile person.
Oh, yeah, but Kevin Durant?
Skylar Diggins?
Dez Bryant?
Cespedes?
Come on, man.
So the roster is
Donkey
loaded.
Kong?
Right. So
yeah, nah,
I don't see nothing wrong with it, man, at all. Now, in regards to what Weezy just said about the sitting out the bowl.
Yeah, how you feel about that?
I think this has something to do with the whole not being paid as college athletes.
Oh, for sure.
If he made some money already, he would play.
Also,
but now he's protecting himself.
You got to look at it. Jalen Smith, who would have been a top 5 pick, missed out on $22 million because he got undercut against Ohio State in the bowl game last year.
And I'm sure
he
had insurance, but it wasn't $22
million. It was like $10
million. You see what I'm saying? I mean, that 10 million ain't no shot. Don't get me wrong, but
it's 3 players not playing that bowl. Actually, I see why Fournette's not playing in the game.
For sure.
Because Fournette, he been banged up all year.
Yeah.
With the high angle sprain. They say that don't heal, right?
Shaq Linwood, though?
Shaq Linwood and your boy McCaffrey. I don't.
Come on.
Why is McCaffrey not playing?
McCaffrey has to keep all options available. He needs to be.
He needs to play.
He needs to go into the combine 100%.
Yeah.
Why is he not playing?
What makes Fournette look worse, though, is that. He said he wasn't going to plug in Shaw.
Yeah.
Got into the scuffle.
Yeah.
Then played.
And was hurt, though. He wasn't even 100%
sure. Right. And then not going to play now.
It's but like, this is the bad thing I don't like about it. Coaches leave before bowl games all the time. Nothing said about it other than the fact that they probably look like a weirdo or a schmuck for leaving their team like that. But now a player who has everything to risk. Like, a coach, what are you going to do? Have a heart attack? You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, like, there's nothing that can really happen if a coach – doesn't coach in a bowl game.
Right.
I think it's taking the definition of the bowl games down. Because it don't mean nothing no more.
Is your boy Kiffin going to coach?
Yeah, he's coaching.
He got a coach.
Yeah.
Old Lane Kiffin is on the roll, too.
What do he do now?
Lane Kiffin's on the roll. He just signed Art Briles. Offensive coordinator from Baylor. They're going to score 60 points
not
a game.
Art Briles.
I mean, just Kendall Briles.
Kendall Briles, yeah.
They're gonna score 60 points a game.
We'll see.
They need players. You know that, right? You need players.
Don't worry
to score.
About it. I promise you.
We're gonna see. Now, speaking of sitting out bowl games, get ready for the combine. They've had a few adjustments in the combine coming up for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally for players to be eligible to go to the NFL draft, not normally every year you have to be 2 years removed from high school, 3 years, I'm sorry, and be a junior or a redshirt sophomore. Now, they are going to allow underclassmen will be allowed to participate in their school's pro days. Now, 5 underclassmen per program will be allowed to participate in the pro days next spring where the NFL coaching scouts will come to watch.
That's cool.
Now, NFL teams can keep scouting them if they were already draft eligible for their junior season. Now, if a team feels they have more underclassmen who want to be seen more, it can apply for more slots. So your teams like your Michigans, your Florida States, your Ohio States, your Floridas, they can apply for more slots.
Right.
And it's at the determination of the NFL to decide if they feel like those extra players are legitimate draft prospects
to get
part of that.
Yeah.
So that'll help them get a little more eyes on them per se.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, also at the combine, you don't have to be an NFL prospect to go to the combine anymore. The NFL is expanding access for fans to a scouting combine, letting them watch the bench press up close and personal. They can watch media interviews, and they can even allow them to try different events like the 40-yard dash.
That's my shot.
That's your shot.
That's your shot. Now, you can also do the combine drills that include the vertical and broad jump.
Yeah.
And
vertical jump, of course. Garbage.
We out of here.
We going sizzling.
We out of here.
We going sizzling.
That's my shot.
Okay.
Live.
All right, so here we go.
Live.
FSP, Bench press 135. How many times
they
you do it?
No, he said 135.
Yeah, can't be 225.
Yeah, because they not letting nobody do that.
135.
Just say 135.
135. Yeah. How many times you doing it? You got that 10 times.
Yeah, I got it 10
times.
I can do 10 times.
Yeah, 135 10 times.
Yeah, I got 10. If I train, I might get 15. For sure. I ain't going to give me
cameraman.
No league.
Cameraman.
Ain't got no faith in
cameraman. Cameraman want no parts of it.
40-yard dash, what you run at 40?
I don't know, man. 40-yard dash right now.
Listen, be careful now.
For right now, 40-yard dash.
Yes.
Run a 4.7.
You're a damn lie.
Yes, I can run a 4.7.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You said it every year. Disrespect now. No disrespect. You was 15 pounds lighter, and you ran a 5 flat.
No, I didn't. I ran a 4.9.
Oh, you ran a 5 flat?
It was a 4.9, dude. You rounded up. It was a 4.9.
We're putting it up. Now this is the thing. We putting the 40 up.
Got to.
We got to put it back up because you forgot.
Before we say we're going now, the league only opened up the application process for free tickets, and they only going to give out 6,000 of them.
You got to be one of them 6,000.
Yeah. We gotta get our PR department sign me up.
Yeah,
we gotta figure it
out. What about that vert?
Oh, that's gonna be rough.
That vert is gonna be rough.
Yeah, I might not do that. I'm get my agent tell them I might not do that one.
Now look, there are other things you can do though, Easy.
Right.
You can do the tackling dummies. You can do the gauntlet. That's where you run through and they throw
that.
The pads from the machine.
Man, it's garbage though, bro.
Crazy.
Now you have to sign your waiver, so if something happened, you know what I'm saying, you can't
while hit you
can't
in the face,
soon.
Bro.
I won't drop anything.
I'm about to hit you in the face.
No. I ain't going to drop nothing.
Now, for the people that don't want to do the physical activities, mm-hmm. they have the NFL draft set where you can pretend that you were just drafted. You get to take a picture behind a podium wearing the team's jersey.
Let's go.
We need to go to the combine.
Yeah, we got to, man.
Got to get one of
6,000. And they signed a 5-year deal. So, they'll be there until 2020.
That's all right, right?
Yeah,
there.
Now that's all right, man.
Killing.
Yeah, Weezy. You know we posting that 40 you ran 2 years ago.
That's...
No, we're going to have to.
Let the past be the past, man.
No, I'm telling you. Because you were talking so much shit.
Yeah, the past. Good.
FSP? Run the 4-4? Yeah, nah, for sure. Move on to George Karl, man. This past week's excerpts from Nuggets coach George Karl's book, Furious George, which I want to read.
Yeah, because this man talking. Yeah, sure.
Took many shots at a young Carmelo Anthony, J.R. Smith, and Kenyon Martin. Karl said of a young Anthony, Carmelo was a true conundrum. For me, with the 6 years I had him, he was the best offensive player I ever coached, but he was also a user of people and addicted to the spotlight and became very unhappy when the spotlight wasn't on him.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that, too.
Mm-hmm.
His comments about them not having fathers is basically probably what upset me the most, though. Carl wrote that Anthony and Martin not having fathers in their lives became a detriment to their personalities. Keen and Carmelo carried two big burdens, all that money and no father to show them how to act like a man, end quote.
Let me go first.
Why you gotta say all that?
It went
you
too
know
far.
I sell a book.
Well, you have to sell a book at the same time, but he felt like that too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he meant that.
He didn't meant it, yeah. But I mean,
but
because you meant it, don't you have to say it?
He supposed to be a father figure to him, right?
For sure.
The first thing your dad tells you, don't tell what's going on in this house.
Right.
You don't tell the secrets
right.
after the relationship is over. You don't tell the secrets.
Right.
But you tell all the secrets when you're in a relationship.
You don't tell the secrets after the relationship is over. There you go with that.
Man, police, man.
You don't tell the secrets, man. There you go.
You looked at it with such disgust right there.
I did. But nah, for sure.
I'm so disappointed in him.
You know, you coming from people, you know, was raised in single-parent household. Shout out to my pops. It was one of those things where it kind of makes you look like, dude, like, you disrespecting my mom.
Basically.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, she didn't do a good job.
Like, she didn't do a good job.
Right.
Like, look at LeBron James, dude. He had a dad in his life.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm just glad Melo.
He's a great kid.
I'm just glad Melo didn't respond crazy and be like, you know, whatever.
He's trying to sell his book. That's just, why would you? First off, of course, Melo is a ball hog, right? Melo likes to be in the center of attention, whatever the case may be. But you don't hear nobody saying when Grayson Allen goes and trips people.
Three times.
In one calendar year. That there's a problem with him not being in the spotlight.
Right.
So, I mean, what's wrong? I mean, it just goes back to, you know, a little bit of privilege every way. Mm-hmm. But what I was waiting on was the excerpts from Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And those are mysteriously not in the book.
Mm. Wonder why is that?
Sacramento paid them not to put those in there.
Wow.
Money, man. Money, dog. You can pay to do anything.
But why was Sacramento pay? He was going on, coach. He's going to say talk about the organization.
Organization, Boogie, whatever the case may be.
I know he's going to talk about Boogie.
That's what I was waiting to read about.
Yeah, that's
I don't really want to read it.
Yeah.
Mainly due to the fact because I know that Boogie had some crazy stuff
that
was going on.
You're not
going to
hear about that.
George Karl. He disappointed me. I like George Karl, dude.
Yeah, I did. Because I mean, because the whole NBA, NBA supported him when he was going through cancer. Mm-hmm. Let him coach, and then you come back and you
just say some like, come like, on, man. You know how
call him real. Like, tell him, coach, call him a real. Like,
it's real.
A lot of the people in the NBA coming from single parent households, and you say a small microcosm of people that are bad. They end up because come on, dog. Like, that's crazy.
That don't make no sense. George Carl, y'all be shaming yourself out here. Now, the Chicago Sky star Ella Delladon, who is a restricted free agent, says she's prepared to sit out the 2017 season if necessary to facilitate a move to her preferred destination. Now, this would be the biggest move in the history of WNBA because none of the top 14 WNBA players in win shares before that have changed teams before turning 36 years old.
Mm.
And just two of the 14 moved, period.
Right.
So, knowing the WNBA, they kind of tend to stay wherever they are.
Right.
You know, it's not a lot of moving like in the NBA. Now, Delladon, who's 27, is third in league history in win shares per 48 behind only Cynthia Cooper, who is a Hall of Famer.
For sure.
And Lauren Jackson, who's also a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Now, right, last year she averaged 21 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists.
Yeah.
Now, fair foul for her to do that based on what's going on in Chicago.
Delladon, that's her personality.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you talked about it, Coach.
Right.
She was coming out of high school, was number one recruit in the country. It was her, Maya Moore.
Mm-hmm.
She leaves when they get on campus because she got homesick. Goes to Delaware and just doesn't play a sport for a whole year. Plays volleyball.
Right.
She wants to be closer to home. And I think it's one of those things where there's nothing worse than having a player that does not want to be within your organization. So, you know, they'll find a way to get a couple of draft picks, get her closer to home, whether that be Washington or
– that's where it's going to be.
You think so?
Because, you know, Delaware, it's like only an hour, 15-minute drive.
Yeah, maybe Liberty or something, maybe something.
Yeah, that's a little close, too. But no matter what they get, they're not going to get enough for her. You're talking about one of the best players in the league.
Oh, yeah, dude. She's revolutionary.
Yeah.
Nah, for sure. Five.
Mm-hmm.
Plays two.
Can shoot threes, block shots, does it all.
That's just one of those things where that's just her personality. But in turn, you have to also think, too, it's something that – okay, yeah, you're the best player, one of the best players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You can pull that shit now.
You can, yeah.
You can pull that. You can kind of force your way any kind of way. I just wonder if it was anybody else. If Maya Moore was doing that.
Would it be a little more negative?
Would it be a little bit more
attention?
Of a negative situation going on?
I think we know the answer to that.
I don't really know, man. I just wonder because you also look at a kid like she left UConn.
Right.
Like, can you imagine her playing with Maya Moore?
It would have been fair.
Would have been crazy.
Nah, it wouldn't have been fair.
It would have been fair. So, everything happens for a reason, but I just don't like. And then she's got a shoe.
Right. And I was going to say, she has a Nike City shoe that's been released, the Nike Hyperdunk 2016 EDD.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she joins other players like Maya Moore, Skylar Diggins, and Cheryl Swoops, and others to have a signature shoe. And the shoe is retailed at $140.
Yeah, so.
See what I'm saying?
But the shoe's sky blue.
Guess, but you got to realize how long that shoe has been in production.
In production, and I get that. So, but. I know Nike's hot about that.
Oh, you know they are.
I mean, because you got this one of your best players with, you know, her, Maya Moore.
Right.
You got Skylar Diggins. And now you can't even push the shoe.
Because you don't know what color scheme.
Yeah, the color scheme. You got to switch the whole color. Whatever, man. Let's move on to the NBA. The NBA is adding players and media to the voting process in a change that's probably been asked for. I know we talked about this last year. You had weird starters. Mm-hmm. No disrespect to Dwayne Wade,
right.
But he shouldn't
disrespect
have started.
To Kobe Bryant.
No, you had to do Kobe Bryant, though. It was the last of the Mohicans.
Hey.
He didn't play.
No disrespect to
what
Kobe
you mean?
Bryant. Okay, let me ask you this. Under these new rules, would he have made it?
Yeah. He would have got voted in.
By who?
The fans.
The players.
Just because it was, but.
Yeah, but that was a special case.
No,
well,
no, hey. Did you?
Talk to me.
Did he earn it on the court?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
This is the last one. You
I understand
saying?
That. You got to pay homage.
Yeah, that's what all it was for. I'm just saying Dwayne Wade didn't deserve to be in that last year. Not over DeMar DeRozan. No way.
Amen.
No. But anyway, fans will account for 50% of the vote, while all current players in the panel of basketball media will account for 25%. Now, the NBA has used a fan voting process since the 1974 season, and voting began yesterday. Now, players can each complete one ballot featuring three front court players and two guards in each conference and may vote for themselves or teammates. Is this good for the NBA?
I think it's great. I don't like the whole
the fans
just get in
control.
I don't like that.
But you know the fans never really controlled it?
Not behind closed doors they don't.
The fans never really controlled
it. So who controlled it?
The NBA. What makes the most sense? You know what I'm saying?
So why did Kyle Lowry start?
a couple years ago. This one, because the fans, right, picked those people for sure.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But in turn, they think, man, well.
What am I saying? Yeah. We might have gone to him start since the fans picked him.
No. The fans picked that.
Yeah, they did, but I'm telling you, Kyle Lowry, if you think about it, Kyrie was hurt. He didn't start playing until December, the end of December.
Kemba Walker.
They didn't win enough games, Coach. That was number one in the East when he was voting in.
He shouldn't have been a starter.
He was the best point guard in the whole conference.
In the Eastern Conference.
Last year, think about it.
Nobody had
better numbers than Kyle Lowry.
I don't see it.
Kyle Lowry, he always has a great.
Last year was his best statistical year, and his team was number one or two seed going into the All-Star break.
I can see that.
It did make the most sense, though.
I don't know.
Now, Kyrie was hurt. Now, Kyrie will start this year.
Oh, he better.
He better.
No question.
Kyrie!
I think it'll be cool. It just will make things a little bit more.
What's the word I'm looking for? Deserving.
Deserving, for sure.
Deserving.
Yeah, for sure, but that's cool. You know what I'm saying? We'll get two Chicago Bulls to be in that starting five.
Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade?
Yeah.
Probably.
DeRozan going to start it, too.
I don't know.
DeRozan started it,
too. How shocked are you that Dwayne Wade's playing the way he's playing right now?
He's not playing that well. He's playing great. He's playing solid.
He's playing better than he thought he was going to play.
Oh, for sure. It hurts me. Yeah, yeah.
It hurts you to say that.
It's
the first thing you say. He's not playing that well.
But you made me sound like my name is Rupert.
That's what you say.
He's
not playing that well.
You trying to play. You trying to play.
Man, let's go to halftime, man.
I got you.
We're at the midway point. Enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime is sponsored by Gordon's.
When it comes to finding a place to go out and eat or grab a drink while you watch your favorite sporting event, there's no place better than Gordon's.
Located next to Pie 5 Pizza in the new Melrose Retail Center at 2625 Franklin Pike, not only does it specialize in hot chicken, it also has a full bar and seven HD TVs.
But this isn't your regular sports bar or chicken shack. Gordon's is upscale enough to take a date there or hang with the people and just kick it.
Check out Gordon's online to see what we're talking about. They're on Instagram at Gordon's_bar_food or www.gordonsnashville.com.
So make sure you tell them the guys at Full Sport Press sent you.
Yes, sir. We have another installment of Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. Coach Brown's a former TSU tight end and the current defensive coordinator for Maplewood High School in Nashville, Tennessee. Coach Brown will give an insight on hot topics from a former player and a current coach's perspective. Let's see what Coach Brown has to say this week.
Good evening. I am Coach Brown, and welcome to Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. This evening, we will be discussing the injuries that occurred to David Carr and Marcus Mariota. They both suffered a fractured fibula, which is a very serious injury. They're going to be out for the rest of the year. It's week 16 right now. Now, my question to FSP is, which injury will hurt their respected team the most? The Oakland Raiders were considered an NFC contender, possibly to get to the Super Bowl with an 11-3 record, while the Tennessee Titans were fighting to get a wild card spot in the AFC playoffs. But sitting at 8-7, they were in good position. Definitely a complete turnaround from what they did last year. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to go with the Oakland Raiders simply because their record was better. They were already in the playoffs, and they were considered to be a contender for the NFC Championship. I believe their backup is McGloin from Penn State. I believe he's a second or third year man. I don't know how far they're going to be able to go with them. All right, right now we're going to move on to the bum of the week. The bum of the week is going out to Duke Blue Devils guard Grayson Allen. He has been suspended indefinitely for tripping a player within a basketball contest for the third time. Now, I don't know how to feel about this. I kind of feel if it was a different school, different player, different coach, things would have been handled during the first tripping incident. You know, we try not to get into this whole race thing, but, you know, when you look at the university, the coach and the player, and how everything looks on the outside, my dad always told me this: if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, and quacks, it's a duck. Coach K's come under some fire because he didn't seem very proactive. He said he's going to support Grayson Allen and everything that he does, but he wants him to make better decisions. And just as another situation of being privileged. He just seemed kind of spoiled. His reactions were like the kid that didn't get cake after dinner. That's what it seemed to me. So with that said, Grayson Allen, you're the bum of the week, man. You're at a great university. You're playing for a great coach, and it seems like you're entitled. Come on, man. You got to grow up. Could be playing at the next level next year. So, man, there's a lot of things that you have to get done. But I'm glad to kind of see Coach K step up at the end. Better late than never. But I just wish he kind of had had some fortitude from the beginning. Hey, I am the coach. Coach Brown, it is. Rue. And I'm gone.
It's another installment of Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. Man, we lost a lot of people in 2016.
Some
when did Uncle Phil die? 2014.
Yeah, he 13, been dead a while.
Maybe 12.
He been dead a while.
Damn.
We lost, what's the singer name? George Michael George died Michael? Yesterday.
Yeah. On Christmas?
On Christmas.
Christmas.
Ain't nobody tell me nothing.
We lost George Michael on Christmas.
Ain't nobody tell me nothing.
Yeah, man. Austin. Yeah, man. He left the hood, man. Fly kite for my man George Michael.
A lot of people in 2016.
Yeah, man. Jeez. And you know what it is, though? We're only getting older, so people are going to get older.
That's what it is. So you're going to start seeing more and more.
Let me tell you something. They've said Hugh Hefner has died 17 times.
Man, they trying to get rid of Hugh.
They've been trying to get rid of Hugh for a stretch.
Hugh keeps fighting the fight.
Like, I done put like 2 posts on Twitter. Man, rest in peace, man. He ain't dead, though.
He's fighting back. He fighting back. He fighting.
Come on, dog. You ain't going out.
I will
fight.
Be, too.
Yeah,
I'll be fighting if I was him.
Man, you better fight.
He was fighting the fight. He fighting the fight.
But now, who suffered the most between the Titans and Raiders after?
Most definitely
it's the Raiders, man.
They, yeah, like you said, he meant AFC. He said NFC, but we know what he meant. We got you, Coach Brown. They were contenders. Like, everybody pretty much had Oakland and New England pretty much in the championship game, AFC.
He was MVP candidate.
But Kansas City is putting up a good fight right now.
Man, they got a beast. Tyreek Hill.
No, they don't.
What? He's a scorer.
Oh, you talking about Tyreek Hill. I'm talking about that team.
That team is legit. They got Peters.
All right.
They got Marcus Peters. He's a Pro Bowl
corner. They're going to lose in the first round.
They have Eric Berry.
Then they're going to lose.
It's crazy.
They're going to lose the first round?
Yeah. I don't think they made a wild card.
Ain't nothing to it.
I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
You bet me yesterday. No,
oh, really? Thanks.
My bad.
Sure, appreciate it.
But now, Grayson Allen.
Oh, man.
3 trips in 1 calendar year.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Let me give you my.
Come on.
Breakdown of Grayson Allen.
Go ahead.
Grayson Allen is usually, in every situation, probably the best player on the floor.
Right.
When he feels as if he's getting outshined or somebody's playing better than him and
outplaying him.
Yeah, there we go.
Right.
He feels as if he's. Just kicks and scream like a child.
Mm-hmm.
He has to get out of that shit. Because let me tell you something.
He get to that next level.
We get to that next level. He's going to play in the NBA.
He's not going to ever be the best player.
He'll kick his ass. Playing with, not for real. Like, you can't play with no grown man. Like,
nah, that's their life. Kids, that's how they make their money.
Against Elon, you can do that.
Nay.
Man, you try that. Try that.
Against, see what happens.
Let me see. Who will catch him quick?
Marcus Smart?
Run up on Mark. He'll fight you.
About that life.
You understand what I'm saying?
He ready.
Marcus Morris.
He ready.
Rondo. Let him trip Rondo.
Rondo
let him
will trip come Rondo. At his head.
Let him trip Rondo.
He come at his head. And shout out to my pops, man. He was like, it's something more to that boy because he threw a temper tantrum bench.
Is he rich? Is he rich? He looks rich.
I don't know the man's background. I hope everybody's rich.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I want everybody to be rich.
I do, too.
Okay.
Yeah, he looks like a rich, spoiled kid.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's just being the man your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably been the best player on every team you've ever played against. You've probably been the best player on the floor many times, and now you get in a situation where you're not the best player in certain situations. He don't know how to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So, in turn, man, he probably needs to.
I just know that'd be a different situation if his name was Jerome.
Or Coach K, Jerome get
more time than Jason is what Kanye West told me.
Yeah, for sure. No,
and then Coach K, he made a veteran coach move.
Yeah.
By making it okay for, you know, she said they are he's suspended indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
Which to him, that can be 1 game,
oh,
2 games, know, 3
I mean,
games.
Once they get an ACC play, he's going to be on the floor.
It's going to be an ACC miss, play. Yeah.
His first 2 or 3 games.
I think they're playing Virginia Tech.
Boston College.
Yeah, Wake, something like that.
Better believe North Carolina was their second game.
Nah.
He'd have gave
he'd
1
be,
game.
Yeah,
when they play Syracuse and North Carolina, he'd be on the floor.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a perfect time. He needs to go see somebody to get some help about that for sure.
Sure.
But bounce back.
It's all about the bounce back.
We'll see. Y'all ready to start the second half?
Yes, sir.
The second half is underway.
The debate is over, man. You've been excited. You've been pushing. He pushed for this show.
He couldn't wait to get
back. I couldn't get back to college football.
He couldn't wait.
It's the best time of the year.
Shout out to my man, Coach Ed. Listen, man. We're talking football.
Talking football.
College football.
It's almost over, guys. Football's over.
Yeah, basically. For sure, the debate is over. All four of these teams, number one seed, Alabama, number two seed, Clemson, number three, Ohio State, number four, Washington Huskies. They have a good chance of winning a national title this year.
Mm-hmm. Who?
All four of them.
Oh, okay. That's Washington Huskies. Sure.
That's one of the four.
That's one of the four.
There you go.
Okay.
We'll see.
So you basically think you know how the college football finals will play off?
I think I know.
You know how they'll go. One, two. One versus four, two versus three. You got
I think
we'll talk about it not right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Jeez Louise.
He can't see nothing.
Now, the strong heart. You're right. You're right. I forgot he can't see anything. There's nothing in front.
Top of the dome. Top of the dome.
Man, that's not good.
Yeah, here we go. Let's move right on. Okay. Let's move right along.
Then there are strong arguments for any of the four playoffs teams. And to end, we'll get started with the number one versus number four. Alabama Crimson Tide versus the Washington Huskies in the Peach Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start off with our key players. I would say this is one of Alabama's most – I think this might be the best all-around team that he has minus a wide receiver. Minus a wide receiver.
And number three, Riley's pretty good. He's pretty good. He ain't a Julio.
Talented freshman quarterback. Strong group of – it's a group of running backs. Yeah. And then they're getting a beast next year. Then wide receivers. Who they? The number one running back in the country.
Oh, the guy from Florida.
He's from Cali.
Yeah.
But we'll start off with Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts is only as good as Lane Kiffin
allows
him to be.
Yeah.
No, like that. Jalen Hurts is good. No question.
He can't throw.
I've been trying to tell y'all that since day one.
Let me ask you.
How good Lane Kiffin is.
He's not accurate.
He's not accurate, for sure.
Percentages say he is. But a lot of those are just quick, boom,
dump down.
Let's go. But throwing the ball down the field,
right?
He consistently overthrows players.
Now these players that we go through, you'll hear their names all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But with Hurts, you say with him being a tremendous athlete, I haven't seen Nick Saban let a quarterback make as many mistakes as he's letting Jalen Hurts go with.
Because he has no choice.
Mm-mm. He roll with him. He can't handle.
Got to roll with him
because he knows what makes them dangerous on offense is him getting out the pocket.
He makes pretty good decisions. He just does a lot of stuff that lets me know that he's also a freshman too.
Right.
But they do a lot of design runs.
Mm-hmm.
But their defense is so legit.
That's what it's all about.
I know for sure.
It's all about their defense.
Cam Robinson, mm-hmm. who's a 5-star recruit,
right
from Louisiana. He lived up to the hype. First freshman start since Andre Smith, and he won the Outland Trophy this year. And he'll be a top three, maybe top five pick.
Probably. I say three.
Okay.
Barn injury.
Barn injury, for sure. And O.J. Howard, Weezy's boy. the number one tight end came out in 2013, 14, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Last year in the title game, he had 208 receiving yards.
Cooked.
Killed.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to find somebody that's
not doing it. Yeah. He's a mismatch problem. Oh, man.
But they don't throw it to him.
Yeah, they don't. He only got 445 receiving yards. That's another thing.
That's
can't get the damn ball to him.
Because he's not a speed guy.
Right.
So when you got to make it, throw those balls in the window and it got to be right to him and you're not accurate, it's hard to get him the ball like that.
Most definitely. All-American cornerback Marlon Humphrey.
Mm-hmm.
Another 2017 top 10 pick. He didn't play against us.
Mm-hmm.
Still – battling a hamstring injury.
Right.
But he has the toughest job all night. Just check John Ross.
Man.
Who's an animal.
He got one route.
He better make sure.
Yeah, damn. Listen.
He better make sure the ham
at
is
one
right.
route.
He better make sure the ham is nice and ready.
Because
if it ain't that one route, he ain't going to be able to keep up with him on.
Man, he eats out short passes. I don't know what you're talking about, one route. Dude, I'm telling you,
it's just gonna be hard for him to get them short pass. That's what he's gonna live off the short pass. But they're not gonna. It's not gonna be no run. It's not gonna be in the run after the catch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not. It's
with him, it might be.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
And if we didn't talk about it enough. Alabama's front seven, man.
It's crazy.
Best I've seen in a long time.
Jonathan Allen.
Crazy.
It's just crazy. That whole front seven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, and I'm sure we'll talk about that when we get to the coaches. But
right.
Dude, that defense. This is the best defense I've seen at Alabama. I think this is his best defense.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's going to be 10, maybe 11 people playing the league.
Mm-hmm.
Not even – and these people not even starting right now, dog. That's crazy.
Just keep recruiting 5-stars.
Nah, for sure. Let's move on to your team. This Coach Locke, this should have been your sleeper team.
Yeah, I picked them to go to college football playoff.
Yeah, for sure. They got Jake Browning.
Right.
Been terrific all season. He now.
One game.
Nuts got small.
In the big game.
Nuts got real small and through November, dog.
And that's why they almost didn't make this playoff.
Ooh.
Because their big game against USC.
How would he play against this pass rush?
I don't. That's what worries me about this game.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't seen a line like that.
Hell no. So anybody has.
Like you said, they're going to really have to live off of a lot of quick passes.
Quick passes
to keep
dog.
That defensive line from having time to get to him. But this, you know, this could be his redeem game.
This is, yeah.
You know, I didn't show up. They said I didn't play a big. I didn't show up in a big game. Well, now against Alabama, this defense.
Biggest game.
This biggest game he's played in.
Ever.
So.
Will play in.
Yeah.
Ever.
So
for sure.
It's be interesting to see how he bounces back the show.
Keep in mind, he's just a sophomore.
Yeah.
Is he a sophomore or is he a junior?
I think he's a sophomore.
Is he a sophomore?
I think he's a sophomore.
Okay. But with Jake Browning, they're only going to go as far as he throws.
That's it.
For sure. John Ross. We talked about him earlier.
Animal.
Junior wide receiver. Does he come out this year? It depends on what he does, right?
If he have a big game, he two touchdowns in this game, he needs to come out. Especially if they win.
Yeah. It's just going to be tough, man, for him to get open because he's not going to have time to get open.
Down the field.
Yeah.
If he got to make some people miss to do a lot of damage like that.
Will he get 100 yards?
He might.
He'll get 100 yards.
Yeah. I think he'll get 100.
Yeah, he'll get 100 for sure. And their best cornerback. Which is, I think this is the best year of cornerbacks in college football. You got my main man, Tease.
Yeah.
You got the kid, Jordan Lewis in Michigan. Adoree Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of corners, man. Right. But Sidney Jones is one of the best.
Got the sleeper corner, the boy from Nashville, Corn.
Corn Elder for sure, right. Sidney Jones kid, listen, he shut down Juju. Your boy.
Locked
shut
him up.
Down.
Locked the puppets
up.
Oh,
my God.
Lock up the puppies.
Yeah, he got Calvin Ridley, got Ardarius Stewart, but this is what I'm trying to tell you now. Nobody knows about Sidney Jones, but they're going to know.
They're going
to
see.
Well, if he shut down Juju Smith, he can shut down Calvin Ridley.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
He can shut down Calvin Ridley.
No, for sure. And last but not least, the best name out of all of the players that we mentioned, Buda Baker.
Say
Baker.
Come on, man.
BB. He a ball hawk.
Now, listen.
He a ball hawk.
He's everywhere on the field.
That is the definition of that.
No, for sure.
He
is. With him, do you think it's more of the system, or will he? Because you know, I'm looking. I'm already in the NFL with Buda. Is he?
I don't think it's the system because he plays in that pass happy conference,
mm-hmm.
and it's the balls are flying everywhere. It's a lot of passing, a lot of quarterbacks. You know, it's a lot of people. I think he is
playing in a conference. This
I think he's a
it's
player
up and down all. Yeah. Yeah. All every
game.
Damn Saturday.
Every game is nothing passing. Sure. So I think he's legit. I don't think it's the system.
So, coaching. Who's a better coach? Nick Saban.
Nick Saban.
Chris Peters.
Yeah, Chris Peters, don't get me wrong.
That was
real quick.
Yeah, it ain't that easy.
Nick Saban has the most talent around him in coaches.
No, and that's the difference.
Right.
He got the best talent around him in coaches.
Because you got to remember.
Yes.
When Chris Peterson had that Boise State team.
It was rolling.
Upset
he had Kellen Moore looking good.
He upset Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Bob Stoops.
Oregon. It'd be Virginia Tech.
So it's just Nick Saban has a lot of experience, like we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah,
but he has so much more. Like he has like we always say, a head coach is an OC.
Yeah,
a head coach is a defensive coordinator.
Yeah,
so it makes it easier for him,
dude.
And the talent.
I'm gonna say this every week until somebody else hears it. Do Jeremy Pruitt is the reason that this defense looks like this? You know, Jeremy Pruitt played at Alabama.
No, I didn't know that. That's probably why he went back.
That's why he went back.
Now, before y'all move on,
uh-huh.
Don't forget, Washington has a pretty good defense, too.
Really? That's okay.
Yeah, they got a pretty good defense.
Yeah. It ain't Alabama good.
No.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's gonna help them in this game.
But for this to be Chris Peterson's third year,
mm-hmm.
for them to be in contention for a national title,
mm-hmm.
Nobody was thinking that.
Right. Nah.
Yeah, for sure. I was saying maybe in five.
I knew he would get him rolling quick, though.
How many trick plays are we going to see from Chris Peterson?
He going to have them.
I see two.
The thing is, with their defense, have they played against the offensive line like this?
Yeah.
It's a different kind of offensive style line in OCC than it is in Pac-12.
Nah, most definitely. So who has the edge on offense?
Washington has the edge on offense. They're more high power.
Alabama hasn't played an offense like this.
Yeah.
Like, you can't say that, right? Like,
right, yeah.
Like, no SEC teams.
None.
Who else did we play against?
None.
Nah,
they haven't seen one like that.
Yeah, so, I think Washington got the edge on offense too.
They score 93% of the time they're in the red zone, 74% of touchdowns.
Yeah,
I mean, they averaged 44.5 points a game, 477 yards a game. Wow. They haven't seen an offense like this.
Nah.
Don't get wrong. Alabama's offense is okay. But a lot of the games they win, you got to realize their defense scored a touchdown every game.
Yeah, they averaged 3 turnovers a game.
Special teams, Alabama.
No, that's what we were talking about. So we're talking so about the edge on defense.
No, we
just yeah, so yeah, some to move to the edge on defense.
Yeah, because like what I was getting to was that, you know, everybody would say, well, Alabama averages 38, 39 right. points, 40 games, but a lot of those points are because of the defense.
Right.
Know, 7 from the defense. 7 from the special teams.
Yeah.
Now you take away them points. Now it's not as much.
Dude, they didn't give up a touchdown in November.
See what I'm saying?
Lockdown.
That's crazy. It's like, and you know what that is? Staying on the field on third down.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Like, our defense locked down like that, but we was off the field on third down every damn try. We need a damn quarterback. You know Malik Zaire is not coming.
No.
He ain't coming.
He not coming.
No. He not going to walk through that door.
He not walking through that door, dude.
He's not.
We got to go with Felipe Franks, a freshman.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna go with the same quarterback y'all had last
year. Damn lie.
They ain't gonna do
I'm
that.
I'm leaving.
Come on down, Tallahassee, man.
I ain't coming nowhere. Nah, we're coming to Vanderbilt. We're going to Vanderbilt now, nah, but.
What are Vanderbilt doing right now?
Trash.
Go ahead. Let me
get in the bowl game right now. Talking about we trash.
Yeah, nah, for sure in the bowl game. But yeah, nah, who has the edge on defense? Bama, dog. It ain't even no question. So who has the experience now? Nah? Would you say Bama?
Bama.
Because mainly.
This is the first big game that
now coach this Peterson
I get that he
has the ball but
he
as it seems coaching staff
yeah but his players they haven't played
you said
like
experience
that. Yeah the biggest bowl game is the Peach Bowl.
Alabama's played in the SEC I mean the championship game in the last 4 years
yeah they, and I understand that
they played
but what I'm telling you
they played in a major bowl every game since 08
dude and I get that Nick Saban has all this time to prepare for him I get that. But Chris Peterson is a hell of a coach.
He is.
I mean, it's closer than people think.
I've been saying that.
It's going to be closer than people think. They're going to put up points, but I'm telling you, it's going to be way closer. So let's get to it. Who wins?
Vandy's up, losing 7-3, by the way.
Thanks.
Who wins the game?
Alabama wins the game,
mm-hmm.
but it's not going to be a blowout like people think. I think the score is going to be like something I would say 38-27.
That's too much points. Too many points.
I think 2014.
I got 30-20 Bama.
30-20 Bama?
Mm-hmm.
7 more points.
Yeah, I got 2014 Bama.
24-10.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna score more than 10 points.
Yeah, they're gonna score more
you
than
10. You better know it. They're gonna score two more
explosive.
Than 10 points.
Two
yeah, for sure. Most
two
definitely. Number
everybody,
two seed.
But everybody's saying Alabama will win, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
okay.
For sure. Right. Number two seed, Clemson versus number 3, Ohio State Buckeyes in the Fiesta Bowl. Now, Clemson, you want to talk about battle-tested.
Hey.
They've been here before.
Yeah.
Elite quarterback, disruptive defense. And wouldn't you say they're hungry after coming up short from last year?
Yeah, because they feel like they let it slip away.
For sure. All right, let's talk about Deshaun Watson. In November, listen to this. He completed 151 passes, and 75% completion percentage was the best in the nation for the month within 100 attempts. Mm-hmm. He's on fire, basically.
He's peaking right at the time.
Peaking at the right time. He's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So this is his last college game.
Right.
He has to go out with a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bad draw for him with Ohio State, but we'll talk about that a little later. What are you talking about? You want to talk about Deshaun Watson? You don't care about Deshaun Watson. Coach Locke is happy that he's leaving.
Nah, I think Deshaun Watson.
I can't wait to
listen. I'm trying to tell you.
I think Deshaun Watson's the best quarterback in his playoffs. He better than JT Barrett.
Oh, yeah.
He better than JT
I give you that.
Brown, though, is the problem.
Nah, he's better.
He's better than him. I think he's better than him.
But
show
you know,
up big games.
Clemson got 2 5-star quarterbacks coming in next year.
They still got to play. I've seen what this man can do. I already know.
No, I'm talking about next year.
No,
so I know you pushing him out the door.
Hey,
but
I'd rather take my chances against
some fresh
faces.
Okay.
Versus seeing him again.
Now, Mike Williams, who's the number one recruit as far as the NFL is concerned, he'll be a top 10 pick.
Yep.
6'3". Go get the ball from any damn.
Is he the best wide receiver?
College football?
Yeah.
I think so.
He might
be. Or D.D. Westbrook.
D.D. Westbrook's nice. The kid from Western Michigan is a beast, too.
No, he is.
He's an animal. But Mike Williams, he's going to give people fits, especially the Ohio State team. Being so young, we'll talk about their team. And Wayne Gallman, the number one running back. Now, he fell off a little bit. He had 1,500 in sophomore year. Now, he just has 1,000 yards. But he says that he's a better complete back this year going into his junior year. will he leave or will he stay?
Depends on how this plays out.
Who has the most out of all these players that we're talking about? Who has the most to lose and who has the most to gain? Let's go back to Alabama. Mm-hmm. Who has the most to lose out of the Alabama players?
The most to lose?
Yeah.
I would say Marlon Humphrey.
Because he's injured, right? And he's going to get killed by John Ross.
Mm-hmm.
I think Reuben Foster.
Y'all don't know that.
No, listen.
I don't know he's going to get killed by
he's
going to
get killed.
That hamstring is not healthy. Yeah, man, you killed. Can't run.
Come on, dog. Don't do that.
I don't think so.
That's why Chris Paul didn't play last night.
Yeah. And they got the ass kicked.
Yeah, they did.
They got the ass kicked. Hey, did you know Klay Thompson's favorite NFL team is the Tennessee Titans?
Really?
Really? That's weird.
That's random as hell. That from is. California.
He got posterized last night, too. My God.
Talk about Cordarrelle Tankersley, number one cornerback at Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Killed in the ACC championship game, locked down Virginia Tech for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But he's one of those players that doesn't show up every game. Mm-hmm. He'll play in a good game, game, then he'll come back and be like, where the hell is Tankersley?
Right.
Tankersley.
He don't know what Tankersley is.
Yeah, nah, for sure. And last but not least, Ben Bulwer, Coach Locke's boy.
don't put him on me.
You know, he's got a suplex, the guy on the sideline.
That's another Grayson Allen kind of.
Ben Bulwer. Ben Bulwer is going to be one of those players. He'll be a 6th, 7th round pick like Scooby Wright. Scooby Wright just got cut again.
See what I'm saying?
He's done. But he'll play great for sure. He's just all over the field. Slow as hell, though.
Oh, that's going to hurt him.
Slower.
Ohio State. Now, lacking the offensive firepower that Ohio State usually has, they basically just running the ball a lot, man.
Mm-hmm.
JT Barrett, who was up for Heisman votes all through the year. Then you look at it now, you're saying, is JT Barrett underachieved this year?
I say he has.
I thought he was going to have the same firepower. He don't have the same firepower.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Losing Mike Thomas.
That'll hurt you.
You don't have Devin Smiths on the corner and stuff like that.
It's like Tebow without Percy Harv.
He was fine without Percy.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
Well, sort of, kind of.
Yeah, he was fine. I mean, we still had my main man, James. We still had my young boy, my little fella.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's real
yeah,
little.
Three.
Yeah.
He was a beast. Yeah. He was a dog, though.
He was just okay.
I miss Urban Meyer, dog.
I bet you do.
Yeah. I don't.
Curtis Samuel, the number one wide receiver for Ohio State. He's been getting a lot of pub here lately, mm-hmm. mainly because he had 1,500 yards, 15 touchdowns a season. So he's a number one wide receiver. And then you have Mike Weber, Raekwon McMillan.
Right.
That's the best name in college football besides my main
buddy.
Like Buddha Baker.
Buddha, yeah, Buddha.
Yeah, but Raekwon McMillan is a beast.
Raekwon McMillan.
Then, they still got Young Bosa.
Young Bosa.
So who's the better coach, Urban Meyer or Dabo? I don't like Dabo Swinney anymore. I used to.
Why don't you like him?
Dabo rubs me the wrong way about some of the stuff he does. Talk about it, but, you know. Urban Meyer is my coach. That's my coach. I don't think there's anybody that can outcoach Urban Meyer in a game if they have the same
Urban has
talent.
A better track record.
Yeah.
But Dabo is right there, man.
Dabo's a good coach. He has won a serious game.
That's what hurts
though.
Him. Yeah. That's what hurts him.
What a big game wins it.
That's what hurts him.
He won a big one
to get to the championship last year.
The big game.
He won it this year, too.
The big game, though. Where does national championships at?
He's only been there once.
Get there. Get there and win there.
Get out of here. Get
there. Urban been there. He win there. He win it.
Man,
he don't nobody want to see Urban Meyer in a championship game. I'm telling you.
We'll see.
But who's the better coach?
That's
tough.
It is because Dabo is more of a player's coach, I think.
Right.
But
X's and O's, recruiting.
All that. And that's preparation. A lot to do with it.
Urban is the better coach to me. To me, I think. I mean, hell, he's only lost, 4 games since he's been back at Ohio State?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
So you saying Dabo, if you're starting a team tomorrow.
No, I'm not going to. No,
okay, well, what the hell are you talking about then?
I'm just telling you.
For one game, you would pick Dabo Swinney.
For this game right here? Dabo Swinney over Urban. Dabo Swinney over Urban.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So who has the edge on offense, Weezer?
Oh, Clemson. Clemson by far.
No, it ain't about far.
It ain't about far, but they have a better all-around talent.
Yeah, their offense is crazy.
They rank 15 nationally, 40 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know,
man. To be honest, I think it's a push, really.
Yeah, I think it's a push, too.
I really do, because Clemson averaged 40 points.
Yep.
Ohio State averaged 42.
Yep.
Clemson averages 500 yards per game. Ohio State averages 479 a game. Yep. So they both are explosive. It's just – Clemson has more of the bigger names on offense
because
you have your quarterback, you have You have
Mike Williams.
You have the other
Jordan Leggett, Artavis Scott.
So you have bigger names, but as far as offense, I know who the hell Jordan is.
Have you seen Ohio State when they play in big games?
Ohio State?
Yeah, they don't show up. They don't show up.
But you got to realize they only lost one game, man. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that. I've seen it.
Right.
But they don't show up. They don't score a lot of points.
They win games,
they average 42 points a game.
Will you?
All right. We'll see. I don't think so.
So, who has the edge on defense?
This one is a little tougher. But I think
Ohio State only averaged 14. Yeah, I think 18.
Right. They gave up. You know, Ohio State is number five in the country.
Mm-hmm.
They're number six in interceptions in the country. Clemson is number eight.
Yep.
Sacks, Clemson is number two in the country.
Yeah, they get busy today.
Ohio State is number 57.
Yep. They're just young. Both teams are young. They're very similar, minus they have an old quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They got a wide receiver that can make a play, and then they got young running backs. Right. It's the same team of offense. I think Ohio State's defense isn't as good as a young Clemson defense, and that might be the deciding factor for me.
Mm-hmm.
But experience, you would say Clemson has the most experience because they
have players that have been there before.
Right.
Ohio State has a lot of young boys this year on their team.
Yeah. But the thing is, they improved that they can get out of their own way, Clemson, in big games.
Mm-hmm.
They squeak by teams.
Yeah.
Teams that they're supposed to blow out, they're squeaking by. So I think it'll come down. If they play like that against Ohio State, it's going to be tough.
So who you got? What's your final score?
So to win this game, my Ohio State fans are going to be mad at me, but I got Clemson winning this, man, 34-30.
I got Clemson 32-33. It's going to be close.
I got Clemson 42-38.
Yeah, it's close.
So everybody picking the same winners.
Yeah.
That means they probably lose. Yeah.
It means everybody. We're going to split or we're going to be 100%?
Right. 0 or 100.
But, so, okay. So, we got Clemson playing Alabama the next week, and we'll talk about that. Oof.
I can't see a team beating Alabama, though. I think Clemson will beat. Clemson has the best chance of beating Alabama out of all these three teams.
I think they'll beat them this year.
I think they will, too.
Because I think that defense will be able to contain Jalen Hurt and will force him to throw the ball.
Like those front four.
Yeah. They're going to force him because they can get pressure on him with their front four and keep him in a pocket.
But that O-line of Alabama is crazy.
It is.
They got four people going in the first round.
Yeah.
Easy. On the O-line.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, but now another one.
For sure.
It's in the books.
College football breakdown for the playoffs.
For sure.
There's plenty other bowl games. Y'all check those out.
Yeah, check those out, man.
We gave you four in a poll question. Let us know which one you think that you want to watch, that you're most excited about.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get all the bowl games fans, but they wouldn't let us do it.
They're not fans, man.
Listeners. I tried to get all the bowl games, but they wouldn't. I was vetoed on that.
Yeah. Why are we going to break down every damn bowl game?
We did it last year.
Shout out to last year.
We didn't break all of them down.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't. There's no way we did.
It's impossible.
Okay.
It's impossible.
I was here.
I was here too.
Okay.
I had some in front of me too.
Yeah.
Here we go. here we go.
We appreciate y'all listening.
Most definitely, man. Check us out on IG,
Facebook.
What else?
SoundCloud.
What else?
iTunes.
What else?
Beyond Pod.
What else?
YouTube.
YouTube. What else?
Twitter.
What else, Weezy?
I think that's it.
Tell a friend.
To tell her friend.
Yeah, to tell her friend. You got a friend, don't you?
To tell her friend. Tell her friend. That's all I'm going to say.
Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas, man.
Yeah, no, most definitely.
Happy New Year, man.
Have a New Year. Be safe out here, man.
For sure.
Holla.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch up on prior episodes, visit the SoundCloud page. And don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend.